Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Hi, I'm Blake Lindsay. I want to personally welcome you to our Ziegler Inspire Podcast. Zig is in fine shape today as he shares from his heart what he is passionate about, having and keeping a positive mental attitude. Let's turn it up together and listen to Zig. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Well, just what can we do in order to have all of these things and do these things? Well, remember, you were born to win. But in order to be the winner you were born to be, you got to plan to win, you got to prepare to win, and then and only then can you legitimately expect to win. If you're a football fan, statistically speaking, we do know that over 20% of all of the points scored in the NFL are scored in the last 2 minutes of the half and in the last 2 minutes of the game. In 4 minutes, they score three times as fast as they score any other 4 minutes of the game. Why? Because all week long, they plan that two-minute offense. All week long, they prepare to score. And by the end of the week, they fully expect when the last 2 minutes come there, they're going to go and score. And that is exactly what happens. We got to plan, we got to prepare, and we got to expect. Now, let's see what we can do with who you are at this very moment when you start running your life with a vision and your day by the clock. Let's look at what difference a game plan makes. How many of you consider yourself to be honest and at least reasonably intelligent? Can I see your hand? How many of you honest, intelligent people, as a general rule, get about twice as much work done on the day before you go on vacation? Can I see your hands, please? All right. How many of you honest, intelligent people on the night before the day before vacation got your laptop out or a sheet of paper and you said, now tomorrow I got to do this and this and this? How many of you did that? Can I see your hand, please? All right. Now, I'm going to be talking to you entirely about you, and this applies to you. Taking you right where you are with exactly what you know right now, doing exactly the same thing you're doing, but doing it with a plan. How many of you ever participated in organized team sports? Can I see your hand? How many of you ever went home and said to mom and or dad, you can't believe the game plan the coach has worked out. Man alive, this is a killer, I guarantee you. We're going to kill those suckers tomorrow. You can absolutely, we got a plan. How many of you ever did that? Can I see your hand? All right. Now, on the day before vacation, and incidentally, I want you to be thinking along the lines, are these qualities, attitudes, or skills, okay? In your own mind, you might want to identify them as you go, but you've already said you're honest and you're intelligent. You've already said the night before the day before vacation, you got the laptop or the piece of paper out and said, this is what I got to do tomorrow. Then you got it organized in the order of importance. Then you said, hey, this is my responsibility. You made the commitment to do so. Now, you know, a lot of people are about as committed as a kamikaze pilot on his 39th mission. I mean, they just don't get excited about that. But whether it's in the commitment to get your education, to make four calls a day, whether it's the commitment to save the marriage, whatever the commitment is, if you've made the commitment, when you hit the wall, not if, When you hit the difficulty, if you got a commitment, your first thought is, how do I solve this problem? If you hadn't made the commitment, your first thought is, how do I get out of this deal? Folks, we find what we're looking for. But on the night before the day before vacation, this shows that you care about the other people there. You want to do the job that you're supposed to do. Are they going to have to do it? And that is not fair. It proves that you're dependable. It really shows your integrity. What you're planning to do is work smarter. You're optimistic that you're going to be able to finish, and you have the faith that you will. The next day, you get there on time, maybe a few minutes early. Basically, the problem we have in corporate America and in the factories of America is what you're going to see is on the opening gun about 3 minutes before, you see everybody in a dead run to get in there, and they go in, lock in, and then they go get a cup of coffee, and then they take the coat off, and then they get to their workstation, and 10 minutes after the pay start, the activity starts. And then at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, at 5 minutes to 5, this is what, if we had the video cameras on in America, this is what you'd see. They were on the get set, get ready, go. And at 5 o'clock, man alive, they're out of there. They make the mad dash to the parking lot. They rush to get out of the parking lot. And that's where you have most of the wrecks, right there trying to get out to avoid the traffic. Instead of that, get there 10 minutes early. You will on the day before vacation. Get everything organized. And when the pay starts, that's when you start. The end of the day at 5 o'clock, if that's the time, it's your company, then you work until 5 o'clock, then you pack up and go. Management watches what's going on. He really, or she really does. And then you immediately got busy when you got there. You see, you'll never be able to lead others until you learn to manage yourself. And what you're doing here is you're managing yourself. You're managing your day. You're enthusiastic about it. You're highly motivated. You decisively move from one area to another. As you've already heard, you know, as a general rule, people with nothing to do want to do it with you. I know that you have noticed that. Well, on the day before vacation, I'm not talking about running, but when you finish one task, then you move with purpose to the next one. People don't interrupt you or stop you when you move with purpose. As a matter of fact, they'll move aside and give you a little pat on the back as you go past. I'll absolutely guarantee you, you'll save 2 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 4 minutes there. You will save that, and at the end of the day, I'll guarantee you, there's at least an hour saved. That's 5 hours a week. That's 250 hours a year. That's 6 weeks of life. But wait, that's not quite true. Because most people don't spend a lot of time talking to the wall, as Brian talked about earlier. They are talking to somebody else, sometimes two or three people. You actually are talking, taking more time than just the 6 weeks. You're taking at least twice that much, maybe three times that much. You know what that does to the bottom line? When you're productive and you don't stop the productivity of others, it will increase the productivity of your department. If you've got 10 people in it, you will increase the department productivity at least 5, maybe 10%. You know where all of that profit goes? To the bottom line. You see, the way we understand this, we increase our impact in the company by the influence we have on the others as well. Now, you're talking about job security. That is job security. On this day before vacation, you focus on the issue at hand. You discipline yourself to stay with it until you finish the test. Momentum builds. That PMA, which is now going to be positive thinking from here on in instead of just positive thinking, because we deal with all of life, we deal with getting out of you what's in you. You see, you got so much in you. You do remember now, I'm talking to you about you on your day before vacation. You might never have thought about it and put all of this together. I've been thinking about it for years. I know what goes through the minds of the individual. It becomes instinctively that you do these things. And because you do these things this way, then things happen. You know what positive thinking, positive thinking is? It's taking advantage of the knowledge, the experience, the training, and the creativity that you have. You see what it does? Positive thinking and even positive thinking won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. It will let you use the ability, the knowledge, the experience, the training, the education, the background that you've accumulated, and that is awesome. You know how just plain old positive thinking works? We were astonished today. I was. We walked in this room. It was pitch black. You know how they lighted this room? It is the neatest thing I think I've ever seen. They just flipped switches. That's all they did, flip switches. And look how lighted it is. Now, why did that light the room? Very simple. The electricity had already been generated and stored. Flipping the switch released it. Your thinking releases the experience, the knowledge, the commitment, the responsibility that you've got inside of you. If we can flip that switch in our own lives every day on a regular basis, that's positive thinking. That's what will enable you to maintain the right attitude, to maintain the commitment, to maintain the responsibility. You see, on this particular day, this shows that you're being loyal to the company, your competency goes up, your confidence increases, you're an extra miler, you're a team player. The others see that you're doing it because you know it is the right thing to do. You're performing at max. And you know, amazing things happen. Now remember, I'm talking to you about you on your day before vacation. I'm not talking about you knowing anything that you didn't know 24 hours earlier. I'm talking about using what you got. And when others see you, they're encouraged. And you know what's so amazing about all of this? At the end of the day, your energy level is off the charts. I mean, you are so excited. On the way home, you're just like talking to yourself a mile a minute. Man alive, I had such a fabulous day. I can't wait to get home and tell the family what I've done. As a matter of fact, I think we'll just pack up and leave on our vacation tonight. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, you know when you're exhausted at the end of the day, when you've tried to fool the boss all day long, that you really were important, that you were doing things, or if you are the boss, you're trying to fool the troops, that your role is important. Man, I don't know if I can have another day like this. This is killing me. But when you're productive, when you're getting things done, your self-worth goes up sky high. Hope is born in you. It shows that you love life, you love your family, you love the people you're working with, and that is so important. You're using wisdom. And let me tell you something exciting. When you do this every day for about a week, you realize what your potential is. And when you catch a glimpse of your potential, that's when passion is born. And passionate people are the people who get things done in life. They're the ones who accomplish everything. Now, let me tell you something, folks. If all of that can happen on the day before vacation, let me remind you, chances are good you schedule your working time, your eating time, and your sleeping time. What would happen if you scheduled your family time, your exercise time, your recreation time, your personal growth time? What would happen if we planned our life instead of just planning this one day before vacation? I can only imagine what would happen in our lives if we did that. Now, let me emphasize a point. We have created a situation, a program, and I want to share with you, because the self-talk card that you're going to get will have all of these qualities right there. We've asked people all over the world, what does it take to be completely successful? Be happy and healthy and at least reasonably prosperous. To be secure, have friends, peace of mind, good family relationship, hope that the future's going to be better, and to love and be loved. What qualities do we need to have that balanced synergistic effect, that balanced success that will enable us to have more of the things that money will buy and all of the things that money won't buy?
Mr. Ziegler mentioned something that I have right here. It's called a self-talk card. It is a powerful tool that I highly recommend for anyone. Just go to the free download section at Ziegler, Ziegler.com. Today is a great day to be alive. I'm Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler.
Inspiring true performance.